Thursday, the 30th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, once again, we're having a look at Isaiah, and we're going to look at a second one of Isaiah's prophecies and think about it a little. And some people think that this is a prophecy about the second coming, about what the world will be like after everything is redeemed. So listen to the description. The wolf will lie down with the lamb. The panther will lie down with the kid, that's a baby goat. Calf, lion, and fat stock beast will be together, with a little boy to lead them. The cow and the bear will graze, their young will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like the ox, and the infant will play over the den of the adder, that's a snake. The baby will put his hand into the viper's lair, also a snake. And no hurt, no harm will be done on all my holy mountain, for the whole country will be full of the knowledge of God, just as the waters cover the sea. Isn't that a beautiful image? I always like it a lot. I think that's because I really like animals, and I'd love to be able to walk with a lion or a bear. But I know that that's not a safe thing to do, and I hope you know that too. Okay? Wild animals at the moment are very dangerous. So if you happen to be near a lion, don't try to go and pet it. That would be a mistake. But here, Isaiah is promising people that a time is coming when there will be no more hurt and no more harm, and where even the beautiful big cats and bears can play with children and with lambs and with kids. Isn't it a beautiful image? We see a little hint of this coming true in Mark's Gospel. When Jesus goes into the desert in Mark's Gospel, there's a little line there that says Jesus was on his own, excepting that angels came to care for him, and so did wild animals. And we see the wild animals recognizing that Jesus is the Messiah, and they come and sit with him, and none of them harm him or each other. Isn't that extraordinary? So, of course, if we want to get to this point, we have to make sure that all these wild animals survive along with us. We can't be saying to God, oh no, you can't have your prophecy come true because we killed the last lion 2,000 years ago. So I think there's something also in this prophecy about asking us to take care of God's world, to help to protect wild creatures and to leave them spaces in which they can live without human beings. Let's pray. Lord, we ask for the deep peace you describe here, the peace of the lion and the lamb, and the bear and the cow, all living together. May we find that peace in our own hearts, and may we give it away to everyone and every creature we meet. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thanks very much to Francis Correa on Kids Corner this morning.